Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, that's my favorite song right there. Are you ready? Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to Who Soon After Grunt on that Blog Talk Radio show. We're going to welcome our guest today. Her name is Edith Nevis. Edith, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening, Edith. Thank you so much for filling in today. As most of you know, today our guest was supposed to be author Ben Burgess Jr. from New York City. He actually called in and had to cancel this afternoon, and we wish Ben the best. We're going to try to bring him back on the show at a later date. But just so happened, I was speaking to Edith today, and I asked her to come on to talk about her latest book, Step Out of Your Box, 31 Days of Daily Encouragement, and she agreed to come on. So, Edith, thank you so much for agreeing to come on at such short notice.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, and thank you for having me.
Right now, once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of weeks. I know we were supposed to have Elvin Nelson Hayes, Shinobi Walker Alexander, as well as Ben Burgess Jr. on the weekend of the Harlem Book Fair. But due to a scheduling conflict for all of us, I wasn't able to do the show. I'm glad I'm back on the air, and thank you guys for sticking with me. Stand by me through all of those situations. But today we have a very special guest. I just met her recently. She's from Belmore, Louisiana. Is that correct, Edith?
I'm originally from Spring Valley, New York, but I reside in Belrose, Louisiana.
You know what? You said you're from Spring Valley, New York. That's where I'm from. And I didn't know that. Even though I spoke to you, you never mentioned that you were from Spring Valley, New York.
Oh, I apologize. Yes,
okay.
I was born and raised in Spring Valley, New York. My residence was on Bethune Boulevard, to be exact.
Bethune Boulevard, also known as First Avenue for those longtime Spring Valley residents. Anyway, listen, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the reason you're on the show is that you're talking about your latest book entitled Step Out of Your Box, 31 Days of Daily Encouragement. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first of all, I'm going to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself to everybody who doesn't know you. So you can give them a little background about who you are, where you're from, and how you got to be on my show today.
Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, I am from Spring Valley, New York. My family is Benjamin Pugh, and I went to Spring Valley High School. I graduated from Spring Valley. I lived in Spring Valley for about 40 years, and I recently moved to Louisiana in 2010, and I brought my 14-year-old daughter at the time to Louisiana because I wanted to raise her in an atmosphere that was a lot more slower than what she was accustomed to, so she could appreciate life. And in doing so, I became very interested in writing blogs. I was writing within Facebook to encourage my family and friends who has always sought my attention to share what was going on in their lives. And it grew from there. The ministry within me grew from there. As I drew closer to the Lord, He was leading me more to minister to the needs of those who are broken or those who were a little bit lost in their walk with Him. And that's how the book of Daily Encouragement came about.
Okay, now I was looking at your biography earlier, and it mentioned how you worked in the food and beverage industry as well as hotel and hospitality, and was working in corporate America. Now, it says that you studied theology at Nyack College. How was that experience? Because I know Nyack College in Nyack, New York, and I actually know a couple of people who went to school there. Well, how was that experience for you?
It was wonderful. I went there to brush up on my computer skills, and I was always interested in theology, so I did take a theology class, or a theology course, I should say. I found that the atmosphere was wonderful. The teachers are amazing. They brought to life the classroom. They brought to life the classroom teaching so I could understand it. Because sometimes when people are teaching you, they just teach you above your level. And I'm not saying that you're not intelligent, but sometimes they speak above where you're not catching everything. So
sure.
When I started theology, I had a professor. I'm sorry, I can't recall his name now. He broke the class down to such a level that it drew me into wanting to know more. It was almost like he was bringing each page to life. So I actually found it very refreshing to go there. The ministry that they have within the class, to me, was the best part because everybody was loving and caring. Everybody was appreciative of what
sure.
they were learning, and they helped each other. It wasn't, well, you just came here to get an education, then I'm going to drop you if you fail. Everyone lifted you up. So it was really a great experience for me.
All right. Now, you also, I also see here that you had attended DeRye University when you were studying business administration and things of that nature. Now, where you actually got a yearning to write or actually share your thoughts in your blogs, and with social media?
No, not at all. When I went to DeRye University, and I actually did the courses online. I didn't attend in person because my courses was coming out of Chicago, and their school,
okay.
if I'm not mistaken, was in Long Island. I studied business administration because of my career in corporate America. I thought that that's where I wanted to be. I was already in an administrative position, but to get a better pay, you needed the paperwork to go with it. The writing came forth from a dear friend of mine. I worked at TGS Fridays at the Palisades Mall, and I have a dear friend named Esther Dodge Delshon, who was a
okay.
missionary. And we had agreed that we would save all of our emails during her missionary trips, which lasted 3.5 years. I had asked permission,
okay.
can I take the emails and put them together in a book? Because I was led to put her information on paper for others to read and experience her experience through her writing. So when you read her book eventually when it does come out, she is speaking to me, but she's actually speaking to the world because she's very raw about her emotions, what she experiences, what she sees. And that's how I started wanting to write, because I had to learn how to put a book together.
Okay. Now, I also see here that you mentioned in your spare time that you call yourself an effective leader, teacher, mentor. You have many other passions, but you also enjoy cooking, family, friends, traveling, reading. And you said most importantly, serving the Lord. Tell us a little bit about how you do that. How do you serve the Lord? I mean, I know you say you're in the church, but what is it that you actually do as you minister to people through your books and your personal life?
Well, serving the Lord is not just behind a pulpit. Serving the Lord for me is loving people and doing for others before you would do for yourself.
Okay.
I am the first one to volunteer if someone needs my help. I will go and cook a meal for you. I will do errands for you. I will take on a cause for you if I feel that it's a just cause. I give of myself. That's where my ministry comes from. I have a lot of people who seeks me out to share what's going on in their lives, and then the Lord will use me to place information in their path or show them how to get to where they're going. one of the things that, for example, I used to work contract work out of Atlanta, Georgia, 2014 to 2015. I think I did it for like 10 months. I met a lady on the phone through my place of employment. She was having such a tremendous time with a problem that had to deal with insurance for her home that I took on her cause. And by me taking on her cause, she learned that she was being overcharged by thousands of dollars that no one told her she didn't have to pay. And her home was falling apart around her. So I started seeking people from all walks of life. I mean, from celebrities to officials to churches, whomever is available to help her repair her home, because she's in Jackson, Mississippi. In doing so, me and her became friends, and I found out about some other things regarding her, and it led to her getting the assistance she needed. So what the Lord does is he places me in position to be of help to other people, or give encouraging words. You know what I'm saying? Or lead by example.
Okay, no, I get it. I get it. I just want you to share that in your own words with the listeners. And you're doing a great job. I know it's short notice for you to be here. I'm not a tough interviewer, but I like to ask questions and give the guests an opportunity to tell people about who they are, some of their passions, and what they do. Once again, it's DJ Gaffrey. You're listening to Who's on African American Lit Block Talk Radio. Our show is Edith Nevis. She's the author of the book Step Out of Your Box, A 31 Days of Daily Encouragement by Edith Nevis. Now, we have some callers on the line. I want to check this caller and see who it is. Maybe they have a question for you. Okay, 1 second. For a caller, you're calling from 843. You're live with DJ Gaffrey, Who's African American Lit.
Good evening. Good evening. How you doing, Gatsby? This is Naeem Cash.
Oh, hey, what's up, Cash? Say hi to Edith.
Hello, Edith. Yeah? May I call you Edith?
Yes, you may. And hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm fine. I'm well. Congratulations on your release.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate the support.
Yes.
George is actually one of the authors that signed to WBMG Publishing, and he has a book out called The Good and the Bad, and he always calls into the show. He's co-hosted the show before. He's also from Spring Valley, by the way, Edith, so you may know him and his family. But we're going to get back to George in just a minute. I know you said you had some questions for Edith about her book, but we're going to get back to you in 1 second, George. Edith.
Yes.
Now, the book, Step Out of Your Box, 31 Days of Daily Encouragement. I'm going to read the synopsis real quick. It says, in your dynamic new devotional, Step Out of the Box, 31 Days of Daily Encouragement, you inspire and motivate others to step out on faith, tear down emotional walls, and allow God's love to heal you in victorious things. The practical, easy-to-follow devotion includes a personal growth for your convenience. Now, tell us a little bit about this particular book and how you came to write it.
Well, the book became the book came to life that through my Facebook page. I noticed that a lot of people who are friends of mine were putting statuses that were depressing or troubling due to circumstances in their lives. And as I was reading these statuses, the Lord was telling me someone needs to give them encouragement, but tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. In order for a person to begin to heal, they first have to recognize where the problem is. And then we have to come together and stand together to fix the problem. And a lot of the problems that we have can be fixed. All of our problems can be repaired, I should say. That's through of God. So what we started doing was I started collecting my statuses that I would write personally to individuals through my text, and then I would place them on Facebook. And I started getting feedback.
Okay.
And the feedback were very positive. They would be, how did you know I was feeling this way? Thank you for sharing that. I needed to hear that. I was at a breaking point, and this encouraged me not to give up. And that's how it started to steamroll ahead of more and more encouraging words going forth through my Facebook page. And then I decided, you know what, I have a small following, I need to put this together in a bigger form so I can let other people read it, and hopefully it will reach them as well.
Okay. Now, what has been some of the response? I know the book just came out, I believe, on the 11th, was
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes,
okay.
August 11th, 2015.
Okay. And what has been some of the responses from those who've read it? I mean, you've got the book out. I don't know if you have any reviews up on Amazon yet, but family, friends, coworkers, people that you, spend a lot of time with. What has been some of the responses that you've gotten from the book since it's been released?
All of it was positive, and not just because they're family or friends. The way that I deliver the message is very straightforward. It's very practical. It's easy to follow. People who are reading it, their spirit is connecting to what is being said. What I love about the book is I also give you cross-references. Don't just take what I'm saying, though it is coming that through of God. I leave you with references and scriptures that will coincide with what the message is, because you need to know that this is real. If you take God for his word and you follow what he's asking you to do, you will have a victorious life. Walls can come down. You can go out there and face any challenges and know that you will succeed in those things, because nothing formed against you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When you got God on your side, how can you possibly fail? And this is what the book is telling you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to read the book yet. Very powerful synopsis and description of the book that you've given so far, and I can't wait to read it. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Suing African American at Block Talk Radio. We're here with guest Edith Nevis from Spring Valley, New York, my hometown, even though she actually lives out in Louisiana right now. We also got Naeem Cash, and I mentioned Naeem before, but he was calling in to talk about his book. He just came from New York. I think we'll take a minute to talk to Cash about his recent book. So, Cash, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know you wanted an opportunity to call in because Ben Burgess canceled, and I didn't know who I was going to get on. So I want you to call in as well and talk about what's been going on with you. I know you took a trip to New York recently. We did a huge book tour, a couple of book signings and release parties. Tell us a bit of how things are going with you, man, since your book came out, and how was that trip to New York?
Well, first of all, big up to Spring Valley, because I'm from there. I've been in Spring Valley since 1960. That's where my parents brought me there. I was 3 years old, so I love the fact that Edith is from Spring Valley also. So we're finding out that we have quite a bit of talent in Spring Valley, Nyack, Rockland County as a whole. So we're getting ourselves on the map, and I love that fact. I was up there for 5 weeks on the book tour, and it went really well. I find that book touring is a lot like touring for your new record, or if you have a movie out or something like that, because you have to be seen, and for some reason people respond better and get more interested in your work when they can see you in person. So I'm going to try to tour as much as I can, or as much as I can afford to do it. The sales are going pretty well. I'm not making a whole lot of noise, but my head is above water and not under. I like what Edith is saying also. Oh, by the way, I'm already working on book two. I don't know if that's commonplace for somebody that's fresh out the gate like me, but I'd rather be prepared so when the momentum stops with Good and the Bad, Good and the Bad 2 will just be caught in its jet flow, I guess I'll say. So mm-hmm. things are going pretty well for me. I'm down here in Darlington, South Carolina, which is where I live right now, Edith. So I left Spring Valley as well, but it's always great to go home and, you know, and rub elbows with my past, so to speak. And
well, congratulations.
I'm in a good place right now. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, Cash, real quick. Now, when you were, either you said you worked at the Palisades Mall. Cash, you actually had a book signing at the Palisades Mall while you were in New York. That's correct,
yes.
Right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that was one of my first engagements was the Palisades Mall, and thanks to you. What do you call those carts where they sell books? I'm so terrible when it comes to
it was a kiosk. That was a kiosk. Atlas Entertainment
kiosk, yeah.
With Adonis, I believe. Edith, you may know Adonis. He's actually from Rockland. a bookstore there.
And it went really well. I enjoyed that day. I really did.
Yeah.
Well,
I was surprised. It was Mother's Day weekend, so I wasn't quite sure how that was going to go with people busy focusing on their moms or whatever, but it turns out that books are a great gift to give.
Absolutely a great gift to give. Well,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, Edith.
I was going to ask, where in the Palisades Mall again did you have your books fighting?
You said it's a kiosk. I think it was on the third floor, Gatsby.
It was on the third floor.
Were we on the third floor?
Right. It was the third floor, right downstairs from Barnes & Noble. It was,
right.
There's a guy called, his name was Adonis. She wrote a book called Ghost of the BX.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has a bookstore in Middletown now, but he had a small kiosk at the Palisades Mall, and he just opened up a bookstore in Middletown, New York. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. He spent a lot of time in Spring Valley. He's very well known in that area. That's why I thought you may have known him, Edith. But that's where the sign was at. And we also had a book release party for Cash and The Good and the Bad at Don Cokie's Lounge in White Plains as well.
Yeah, that was a great night as well. That was a great night also, yeah.
Yeah, but Edith, Cash, thanks for that. Edith, by the way, now Cash is talking about his book tour. Edith, what plans do you have to book tour, book signing, to support your book? I mean, being from Spring Valley, I'm sure you got a lot of support there. They'd probably love to see you come back to a book signing or a release party or book discussions of that nature, something of that nature. Do you have any plans to do any touring or, you know, promoting your book?
I do have plans of promoting my book and touring as well. I do need assistance with this because it is my first time, so I want to do it right. Going out and by the way, Mr. Cash, I too am working on a second book. It's more of a devotional.
Great.
Oh yes, I believe in being prepared, and I'm already started putting the pieces together because it does take time, dedication. As far as book signing and touring, I do need assistance with that, and I will be discussing that with you later. but I do have an organization in Houma, Louisiana. It's called Sisters. And what it is sisters encouraging other sisters to succeed and be successful. There is going to be a vendor opportunity for me to set up and have the books there, do book signing, meet and greet. Women from all walks of life across the state of Louisiana will be there. So it's going to give me an opportunity to be exposed. There's professors that will be there, other authors, motivational speakers, ministers. So this is going to be a great opportunity for me to get my feet wet in the field, and I'm excited about it. I also will be part of a women's conference in Pennsylvania. Further detail is forthcoming, so I will be sharing that information shortly, and I will be a speaker. Believe it or not, I can speak. but
you're doing okay
right
here.
Now, I am going to be a guest speaker, and the theme, if I'm not mistaken, is called freedom. So I will be sharing a word about freedom, where the book will tie right into it. It just ties right into the scene.
Yeah, you're doing fine, by the way, as Cash said. You know, you're doing fine. I know short notice, no preparation for the interview. As well as Cash, you know, I just pulled him in to do the show at the last minute also. Now, but Edith, back to your book. It's a devotional, 31 days. Step out of your box. What does that quote really mean? What does that quote really mean? Because I've heard, you know, step out of the box, think outside of the box. But for the title of your book, what are you really trying to say with that statement?
Well, all in my introduction of inside the book. And basically what it is, when you're faced with life challenges, everything appears beyond your control. You become confronted and you're disappointed due to pain, or you've been disappointed by family members or a bad relationship or what have you, we tend to place ourselves in a position where we just want to be alone. We start shutting people out due to disappointments. Slowly but surely, we are creating a wall around us. And what people don't realize is as you're creating the wall to protect yourself from being hurt, you're also protecting yourself from allowing someone to come in. I know
sure.
firsthand because I had to experience that. I, being a New Yorker, I was a workaholic, worked 80 hours a day, raising three kids, and one of them has special needs. I had been in various relationships, not many, but they weren't healthy for me. They weren't healthy for me emotionally, physically, or mentally because neither one of us was walking in the word. And when you have two people who are trying to do them and no one's
okay.
thinking about compromising, hurting comes. Well, in doing so, I decided, or I had the mentality, because I was raised to be an independent woman, don't depend on anybody else but yourself, that I could do me and I'm going to protect me no matter what happens. When I had to come to Louisiana, and I had to come, not because someone was making me leave, I came because of my emotional state. I was drained, I was tired, and I
okay.
just had enough. When I got to Louisiana in 2010, I had to learn how to depend on God for everything, to pay for my food, my rent, take care of a 14-year-old, my employment, because I came here, everything that I had in New York. In New York, I traveled, I did me, I had money. I come to Louisiana, totally different. But the biggest
okay.
challenge I had was I didn't know how to depend on God because my wall was so thick and so high due to life circumstances that I literally had to crawl before I walk again. And what God did was he peeled away the layer, like an onion, of all the disappointment and hurt and pain for me to allow him to come in and give him my heart. And in doing so, I found the greatest joy of just being his child and him, my father, and I could call on him about anything, and I know he has my back. And those
okay.
walls of emotions and everything had to come down. And basically, that's stepping out of your box. And I have a good way of saying this, a better way of saying this, I should say. I look at emotional boxes like a cardboard box. Now, cardboard boxes are unstable and they have flaws. Okay? You have four sides, you have a top, and you have a bottom. But the things you put in the cardboard box are entombed. No light can come in. So when I need that light, when I need that spiritual guidance, when I need that love, when I need whatever it is that God is trying to give me, I cannot be entombed in my own self. You know what I'm saying? If I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly for you. So stepping out of your box is basically peeling away that onion of the onion skin of emotions, of negativity, of doubt, of fear, whatever it is that is keeping
okay.
you within yourself. I'm going to help you get out of that.
All right.
Well,
very,
said.
Very well said. Yeah. Very powerful, powerful words. Powerful, powerful speaker here today. You are a lecturer, a teacher, and a mentor, and you've just proved that with the statement that you just gave. And once again, it's DJ Gaffney, Who's Who, Nothing American Lit, Block Talk Radio Show with author Edith Nevis. Edith, we're almost out of time. I'm going to come back to you in one second, let you give the last word and some shout-outs or to some people. But, Cash, I know you came in. Thanks a lot, man. Is there anything you want to say to everybody? I know it's been a while. You haven't been back on the air. You know, it's been a while since you left New York. Anything you want to say to, you know, fans and readers out there, man, before you go?
Well, for those who bought my book already, I absolutely love you to death. And for those of you who haven't read my book yet, you guys are really missing out. I guess that's all I can really say. I always appreciate being able to get on the air and meet new authors through you, Gatsby. And I'd like to say to Edith, you're definitely on the right track. You don't sound like a newcomer to me. You sound like a seasoned veteran, actually. And I wish we had more time because a lot of the way you're dealing with things, you parallel me. Only in the only difference I hear in you is you have a soft, compassionate side, and I'm a little rough around the edges because of how I lived my life. But we all have lived a life of pain in one way or another. But that stepping out of the box metaphor, I could have elaborated on that if we had time, but I love the direction you're going in. I love that you have this mentoring thing in you, because I plan to use my book as a catalyst to try to save a couple of young gentlemen's lives as well. I'm just going to go about it a different way, because I was in the underworld a long time, and a lot of that is still in my delivery. So good luck, and God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart. And I hope I can make friends with you on Facebook so I can follow your work.
I appreciate everything you said, and I wish you the very same. And the Lord is going to use you to reach everyone that you need to reach, because He's not in the box. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
Do what you have to do, and I got to do what I got to do. We're going to meet in the middle. How about that?
And He understands that we have different deliveries.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Cash. All right, now, Edith, before you go, shout out to anything you want to say to the readers, those, as Cash did, who haven't read the book yet, and those who have read it. Shout outs, dedications, or anything you want to say to our listeners before you go.
Yes, I want to first give honor to God and thank Him for giving me this opportunity to not only meet you and Mr. Cash and everyone out there who's listening. I want to tell you, I appreciate everything that you're doing, and I strongly encourage you that if you have a loved one who's going away to college, or who travels a lot, or you have a young teenage daughter or son who's just not quite sure which way to go in life, please, please get this book, Step Out of Your Box, 31 Days of Daily Encouragement. I assure you that not only will you be encouraged, you'll be blessed. And give it to someone as a blessing, as a gift to them. Because I tell you one thing, if I don't say anything else in this segment, I will tell you this. God's love is unlimited. And He has so much He wants to give you. But He can only do it if you allow Him in.
Wow. And, oh, right, very powerful.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Yeah.
And before we leave, can I just say one more thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And I want to say thank you and hello to everybody in Spring Valley, my family in Spring Valley,
right.
The Pugh family. I don't want you to think I forgot about you. Stacy, Ben, Leticia, and my mother, Gertrude Nelson.
All right,
thank
shout
you.
Out to moms.
Yes.
Definitely shout out to moms and that whole Spring Valley clan. We got a lot of family up there. Once again, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Spring Valley.
Yes, sir. Once again, we're out of time. DJ Gats, so who's on African American Hip Hop Talk Radio? The guest, Edith Nevis, my man, Naeem Cash, calling in. Peace. I love you guys. Edith, we'll talk again soon. Cash, you already know it is. We chop it up every day, man.
Every day. Bye-bye, Edith. Nice meeting you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye, Mr. Cash. Nice meeting you as well. I hope to see you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much.
All right, everybody, DJ Gatsby. Don't forget, every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Who's on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X, and follow me on Facebook, Who's on African American Lit.com. We out. See you guys next Wednesday. Peace.